Hey everybody, this is Jeremy from the 8-Bit Geek. I am recording live right now from my iPhone. Thanks for tuning in to another review. We're doing a review of The Martian. I just got done seeing it tonight. And if you haven't seen it yet, you probably don't want to tune in. I may spoil a little bit for you. If you have seen it, then damn, you will be right along with me. So I'm driving home. I am using full safety. I'm watching the road. I can do this. I can do two things at once. No big deal. If you want to check out our other show, you should do so. We are on audioboom.com/8bitgeek. You can check out all that and this and more. Our high-quality show is with Kevin and Doug, and right now it is October, so that means it's 8-Bit Horror Fest. Come check out some movies with us. Anyways, let's get to it. The Martian. Holy shit, Matt Damon delivered a performance unlike I have seen this year. That movie, that film is incredible. The amount of detail, the painstaking, just mathematics going into it. The problems that he gets into. I was going into this thinking that it was going to be kind of a slow-paced movie. I really thought, you know, I saw the previews and I was like, okay, well, we obviously know that he grows something because it shows it, but it took you deep, man. I mean, this movie had it all. It had the comedy right where you needed it to be, like it when you needed it, you know, like when it cued for it. It was perfect timing, and it had a lot of it too. Like it's borderline a comedy, but not really. It kept me on the edge of my seat probably 75% of the film. Fuck. The supporting cast, wonderful. Like, everybody was perfect for the roles that they had. And there were some surprise appearances, like some surprise guests. Actors that I didn't suspect. I'll keep it a secret. I won't say anything just in case you don't want anything ruined. If there's one thing that I can say about Ridley Scott is he knows how to make a fucking space film. Just incredible. He did such a wonderful job. This shoots up to the top of the list of one of the best movies of the year, if not the best. It's going to be tough to beat. The pacing was perfect. The acting was spot on. You really believed he was on Mars. You believed that these issues that he had, and I'll tell you, he got into some deep doo-doo, literally. Wait until you see it. The problem solving, I mean, the life lessons alone, I mean, this movie will inspire you to go out and do something. It'll inspire you to do something bigger than yourself, and hopefully, like, chase a dream, because this movie dreams, and I can't say enough good things about it. Go see this movie this weekend, because you are missing out if you don't. If there's one movie to see, it's this one. What else can I say? 5 out of 5. That's my score. 5 out of 5. I want to know where he shot this thing. I got to look it up on IMDb. That's the one bad thing about me doing these reviews mobile. Like, I want to talk about it while it's fresh on my mind, but I don't have a computer in front of me to kind of go through every aspect that I want to and kind of break it down. So, but that's what these are meant for, I guess. Just shooting the shit and getting it out there for you to listen to. But what else can I say about it? NASA, I believe NASA went public, instead of a part of the government. In a part of the film, they said, you know, everything that we release here is going to be public within 24 hours. And they were talking about, they had a PR person that said, you know, we're a public company now. And I don't know how far into the future this is set. I do know that it is in the future. They talked about, 2009 and 1997, and they actually had parts of the NASA team from 1997. So, it can't be too far in the future because they weren't that old. But And the technology that they had, the suits on, the suits and everything, as they were advanced, but they still were rooted in current technology. And so, and what we have now. And, you know, as you see through the film, you can see the TVs and things like that. They're still TVs. It's not like future. So it still looks good. And you know, it helps actually with rooting it into some reality, because you kind of pull from your own, you know, time frame on Earth. One thing that I noticed that we'll probably see a lot more of in films and future films is, you know, they go to China and they use the Chinese space program for something. I'm not going to tell you what, but I've been noticing that trend a lot lately. And that's, I mean, listen, a lot of the financing is starting to come from China. A lot of the money is starting to come from China, right? I mean, if you take a look at another film like Terminator, the newest one, Genesis, it had poor domestic box office, but was a huge, huge hit over in China. And so China is a huge, huge player now. And so you're going to see a lot of these film companies incorporate a lot more Asian influences and going over to China and shooting scenes there and things like that, because it does get butts in the theater. So that's something I'd noticed as a big trend, and this was a big part of the movie as well. The other thing is, if there's anything I can knock, shit, nothing. I cannot think of one thing that was wrong with this film. It's that good. And I hope you guys agree with me. I hope you go out and see it. And let me know on Twitter, at the 8-Bit Geek. You can let me know on Facebook. Look us up. And or even on the website. Or even on Audio Boom. Let me know your thoughts. Let me know what you thought of it. If they line up with me. And also, I had a kick-ass dinner. I had this steak sandwich. And it had this gravy. But it wasn't gravy. It was like is mixed with something, and it was very tasty. And it had some like cheese that I can't pronounce. It was a $13 sandwich in a movie theater, and I felt like I was eating at a 4-star restaurant. It was that good. Let's see here. What else can I cover with you? We've gone 8 minutes into this. I think I'm done. Go see the film. Really good stuff. Check us out at the 8-Bit Geek. I give this a 5 out of 5. Go see it right now. Go see it right now. Stop listening. Go see it. The 8-Bit Geek, come listen to all of our podcasts. We release a new one every week. We're kind of funny. So that's about it. All right. Thanks, guys. Bye.